You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Out of bounds, William Quagamush, Ben Milstead with you. I got to go to Ingles after the show, and I've one item. Are you? You're not ready for this one item. You're not ready. I don't even know what the real name of it is. The downy little balls that you put in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of those.
Little sit boosters.
That maybe that's what you call them. I don't know. They're the tall, long container. It looks like a bank cylinder that you would put your checks in back in 1995 when I would run errands with my mom.
Well, listen, that's such an important thing to buy. I mean, nobody's going to question that.
Very important.
You could also get Starbucks. You could get flowers for your wife. You could get a salad. You could get meat and three. You could get fresh produce. You could get fresh cut beef in the butcher shop. You could get, you know, anything that your heart desires off of the shelf. Get any of those things. Beer and wine. Drugstore. Get your prescription filled. You can do all that at Ingles. And when you go outside, you can get gas in your car.
It's amazing that Ben, I just followed Ben all the way around the store.
You know what I just did, right?
I know your lap. Ingles, low prices, love the savings. That's awesome. Scent beads. People are pointing out scent beads. Thank you very much. All the guys that do laundry, shout out to y'all, man. Text for the
Are scent beads different than scent booster, which is what I said? Just curious.
Nah, I don't think so. Is scent booster... Boy, we're talking on a game week. We're talking laundry scent boosters on the program. Is
gotta
that
smell good.
Is
it's going to be hot.
Like liquid...
I don't know.
I don't even know. Before we get to Scott and Greenville, I got this text during the break from the 843. Says, I have never disagreed with Quark Moore. Boy, that is shocking. I've said some really controversial stuff. The quarterback is 100% the problem. The problem is there's nobody else to put in for him. If Cade Klubnik plays a B-plus game in the first game of the year and this past weekend, we are sitting at 3-0 and are a top five team in the country. Now, I agree with the second part of your statement.
And then another text. The QB isn't the entire problem.
I mean, because that's the question. The question is the quarterback the problem? And I don't know. I'm not mad at this texture, but I don't know how many times we have to say this, okay? How many times are we going to make this mistake? How many years are we going to make this mistake? How many changes are we going to make this mistake? If we just bench DJ, it'll be fine. If we just fire Streeter, it'll be fine. If we just move Goodwin, it'll be fine. If we just change this guy, it'll be fine. If we just play him, it'll be fine. And all these changes have been made, and people are still griping. It's never one thing, ever. It's never one thing. Now, one thing could lead to some other things changing. That's true. Or two things could change at once. I go back to fourth grade science. Fourth grade science, and this is where we get this from. You can't change two variables and make a definitive statement about why one thing became another thing. You can't do that. You have to change one variable at a time. So that's where our brains go. Well, you got to change one thing. Here's my, this would be my counter question to the texter, okay? This would be my counter question. I would say if Bryant Wesco catches the ball on third down, Clemson's 2-1. That was not a quarterback issue on that play. Now, you could pick other plays where Cade was the issue, but my point is you can't just ignore the issues from other people. The defense didn't get off the field. If the defense forces 1-3 and out against LSU, you might be 3-0. But they didn't force a 3-and-out till the final drive of the game, the whole first three quarters. LSU's getting at least one first down every series. Guys missing tackle. Wade Woodhouse makes the tackle on the first play for LSU. You might win a game. Like, you can't just say Cade is 100% of the problem, because there have been drops and there have been missed tackles and there have been bad plays and there's been bad management and you missed two field goals and you've jumped off sides and you committed pass interference and you've done all these things, and you can't put it all on the quarterback.
I don't want to take it too extreme, but realize that when you say 100% the problem, that implies that everything else is perfect.
Correct.
That's what 100% means. I would certainly agree that Cade has been a big problem, a big part of the overall problem so far. But listen, I don't think this team, from a chemistry standpoint, has clicked almost a second. Maybe the opening drive in the Troy second half, there was a drive there. Ironic, the drive where K threw the interception, but the play where the Georgia Tech defender made an incredible play, they were clicking in that. But there's just a lot of blame to go around. We talked Monday about who has played well on this team, who has exceeded expectations, or even met it. We struggled with coming up more than a couple of names.
Consistently, so well.
I would agree with the texter. If Cade were to play an A game, then everything else is going to look better. But it still doesn't fix a lot of the other issues on this team. Like, has the offensive line played well? They have at times.
I thought they played well on Saturday.
I thought they played better against Georgia Tech than they did against Troy. I thought they were terrible against Troy, if you want to know the truth.
They were terrible against Troy.
But, you know, you just haven't had consistency really from anybody. Does anybody think the running game has been a success, or at least adequate to be an elite team? I don't. Also, that's not to deflect from Cade. I don't think I don't think Cade has been adequate to be an elite caliber team. But he's not alone.
That's right. And you know what? A couple of Texans are pointing out he plays the most important position. He has not been very good.
That's
therefore,
right.
He is
absolutely
most of the problem. And listen, I'm not even going to say.
Which is what I said.
Yeah.
So, yes.
There are so many problems that you could fill a pie chart with all the colors of the rainbow, okay? Is Cade the biggest problem? I would say, yeah, I would say that. But to assume that if Cade plays better, all the other problems magically disappear, I don't think that's true. And even if, to the Texans' original point, you're 3-0 in the top five, I'll go back to what Dabo said. He's right. they would still have all these other problems. They might be 3-0, but they have all these other problems to fix. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who's up with us next. What's up, Scott?
Qualk, you was talking about them Downey things, and I seen a commercial last night on Amazon. It was so funny. The NFL player for those Downey things, NFL player's mom comes and visits him unexpectedly. She walks in the locker room and tells him he smells like wiener water, hot dog water. And it's a funny commercial, but then you come in there with that. And I thought, who wants to be on national TV with their mom telling them they smell like hot dog water?
That's terrible.
But anyway, hey, listen, I believe Cade's a big part of the problem, but didn't Trevor hide a lot of our offensive line problems, and that's why Matt Luke's on site now?
Well, this is unpopular. I think the 2018 offensive line was really freaking good. I mean, that team drove 10 minutes on Alabama and kneeled the ball. You don't do that if you don't have some dudes on the offensive line. And, you know, to that point, I think Travis Etienne, maybe, like, having that guy makes a lot of things work, too. But if your line is trash, there's only so much you can do. See Sellers, Lenoris. You know, there's only so much you can do if your offensive line is a doo-doo sandwich.
And our offensive line isn't great at all. And plus, you got a above average quarterback playing like he's above average. He can play when he has times when he plays great, but for the most part, he's been above average quarterback. So when you marry those two together, you're not going to get it. Average and above average don't equal great. You know, it's
that's
not
right.
going to happen.
That's right.
And so we got more. If we hit a field goal against LSU. You know, we're up two scores, and that whole ball game's totally different. But if my aunt had a set, she'd be my uncle. So you can't sit back here and dwell on it all day long, and it ain't gonna get us nowhere. But I wonder,
Scott,
to
I'm gonna two strikes you on wiener water and that the joke you just told. That's your two strikes, buddy.
All right. No, I'm not gonna give third. Hey, listen, I saw a story this morning just to tell you how bad football is getting. Have you seen what's going on at Gaffney High School?
Yes. I have.
That is ridiculous. The fact that South Carolina even has a process in place where a kid can leave. Now, this kid, this is what I don't understand. This kid committed to Arkansas after he was a junior. And now he's not even the starting quarterback. He's splitting time with somebody else. So he's taking his ball and going home. And there's a process in South Carolina High School League where this kid can actually start for another high school this year.
Now, this is what I don't know, okay? I truly don't know. Was there some extenuating circumstance here? Like, it could be just to play, but there could be a family circumstance. It could be an extenuating circumstance that the kid is not involved with. So I saw that. My immediate reaction is, oh, this is bad. And I realized, like, there are some things that, if they were true, I may not know about them, that would make this sort of the only solution. What we're talking about is the quarterback at Gaffney High School withdrew from school and is no longer with the team, and we have questions. A lot of people have questions about that.
Oh yeah, he's going to Ridgeview, and
yes,
they've been known to do that. And it's just been, but the fact that he can play this year, I don't care what the circumstances. They've already started their season. They're two or three games in, four games in maybe. That if you transfer out in the middle of the season, you should be done for that year.
I agree
with
that.
The fact that he's even going to be allowed to play, I'm sorry if you're having a family situation. I'm sorry for that, but you shouldn't be allowed to transfer and play. Right away, because then everybody claimed they got a family issue, you know, or whatever. But I also wanted to extend, prayers out to Connor Shaw. I don't care what side of the rivalry you're on. That man's a human being. I saw one guy today, this morning, prominent guy at a news station here, football icon. Has nothing to do with being a football player. It has to do with him being a human being. And, you know, regardless if he's a Gamecock or a Tiger or whatever, the man needs everybody's thoughts and prayers this morning, and just lifting him up, and I hope he recovers well. And I understand the good Lord put some people in his path last night that might have saved his life before the EMS got there, so that situation. But anyway, enjoying the show, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, Scott. Appreciate the phone call. That was very well said on Connor Shaw, too.
Yeah, I don't even think you have to mention the rival when you're talking about something like this. If you missed that, Connor Shaw was apparently helping coach his 9-year-old son's team in Greenville and collapsed on the field, had to be revived on the field, and then he's at Prisma in Greenville. And I have watched all morning looking for updates on that. The latest was that he was in stable condition. So great news there. Do not know what happened as of yet. They haven't reported any of that, but, you know, if we see that, we will. that room, I did not realize Connor Shaw lived in the upstate now. The last I saw, he still lived in Lexington. When he gets past all this, and we certainly pray that he does, I'd love to have him on the air.
Yeah,
that. I'd love to have him come in to the station. I think a whole lot of Connor Shaw.
Yeah, a lot of people do, and a lot of people have rallied to him in prayer today. And thank you, Scott, for bringing our attention to that for sure. Let's go to Matt in Greenville, who's up with us next before we take our next break. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Quok. Hey, Ben. Thanks for getting me in. I had no idea about the Shaw thing until y'all mentioned it. I mean, you know, obviously prayers to him. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, especially in this country. Things going on. You know, value your family, value your friends.
That's right.
Live your life that way. And when I think of Connor Shaw as a player, I think of him as one of the toughest quarterbacks I've ever seen play. I think of him and Kellen Moore in that era. I mean, they dominated. Even though he didn't win a national championship, he was a tough, tough player. Obviously, he beat us, and rightfully so, but that's beyond what happened. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question, Syracuse question coming in. Overall, the coaching staff there, it seems like he's doing a good job considering the pieces he's losing every year. It seems like he has a culture that's consistent. The quarterback they have coming in, I haven't seen a lot of it. Is he a more mobile quarterback, or is he just productive in that system where he's going to sling the ball a lot and make efficient plays?
He's a little more of a slinger. It's the backup quarterback. It's Angeli, the backup quarterback from Notre Dame, who transferred in there late. Ricky Collins, a little more mobility, who came in from LSU, still was going to sit in there and throw it. And obviously they felt like they needed a veteran presence because they brought Angeli in. Yeah, he leads the nation in pass attempts. I don't think you're going to be seeing a lot of running, either by running backs or by the quarterback in this game. He's going to sit back there and chuck it sometimes in an RPO. But also, they're going to take some shots. They like to air it out.
And it's kind of neat to see them succeed. It'd be interesting to see if he got an invite to that Virginia Tech head coaching job. I was going to ask a Colts question for you, but I was going to leave you with a positive note. I was down in the coast this week, and I heard a football game, high school football game, between Darlington and Florence. The whole term pancake, you know, offensive line pushing the defensive line. Yes. I got a new one for you if you're calling games. Smush it like a sandwich.
I've
never heard of that term in my life. The guy who said it on the broadcast I was watching, I just picture him, you know, old school, high school guy with a big old trucker cup of coffee. I was going to let you have that one in your lexicon. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I'm gonna figure that one out. I may challenge Don Munson to use that one on Saturday. Smush him like a sandwich.
I beg you not to.
6-5-4 Roars. And we're going to go back to the phones when we return. Hour two of the program continues right after this.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. I always think about your company being a residential tree and shrub company, but from a commercial standpoint, you guys do a great job there as well, right, Eric?
We found that trees don't care where they grow. You know, if it's at your house or if it's at your business, they're still a tree, and we love trees. We love shrubs. In fact, you know, we are the tree care company for Clemson University. So, yeah, we do a lot of commercial work. Big properties, small properties. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Some sandwiches are forgettable. This one, it's unforgettable. Meet the Ultimate Italian, a flavor-packed masterpiece with bacon, parmesan, salami, capicola, and ham, all toasted to perfection. Every bite, pure magic. When a sandwich is this good, you don't just eat it, you talk about it. Try the Ultimate Italian, now toasted, only at Jimmy John's.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Warren Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
All right, hour two continues. Out of Bounds.
I just love that song because Dallas Cowboys catch a stray.
It's just, every time.
Every time.
Every single time. We got a busy weekend in the NFL that starts tonight. Got a fun game tonight. I think it's fun. even though Vegas doesn't think it's going to be fun. If the
do you want to tell the people who the fun game is, or you just want to just keep them guessing there?
Well,
big guy?
I mean, to me, this is why I was trying to figure out if how far I want to go with this. It's Dolphins Bills tonight.
So if you like to see. If you like to see a dolphin get abused, if you're into animal cruelty, then watch this game tonight.
If you work for a humane society, look away. I think the Dolphins are live in this game. Like, I might take the points here.
What? Okay. Oh, yeah. Never mind. Sorry.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do think so. I mean, look, do we think that... Look, Mike McDaniel's getting crushed, and that team's manhood has been questioned multiple times. And do we really think that Miami's just going to, like, go weakly into the night? I don't. I thought the Bills were okay last week. I thought the Jets were a disaster. I thought the Bills were okay. Now, maybe the Bills being okay means they're going to win by two scores. I think the Dolphins are alive here. I don't think they're going to win. But I think they'll make us watch in the fourth quarter. I do. Let's go to... Charles, I think that's right, who joins us right now. Hey, Charles.
Carlos, C-A-R-L-I-S.
See, Carlos, I got you. Thanks for checking in with us. Hope you're doing well.
I just want to give my opinion on Kermit. I'm an oral cancer survivor, and I can't speak real plain.
You're good.
You're right, man.
To me... Kubik don't look like he's coachable. He makes the same mistakes over and over. And, I mean, the game at Clemson North Carolina last year, that pass to the linebacker he should never made. He wasn't going to gain nothing by it. The game they lost to Miami, where he was supposed, a couple of years ago, where he was supposed to hand the ball off and he tried to run out of bounds. I think he's a guy that's wanting to be the star but don't have star capability. And I don't think he's coachable. How many times have you seen the blindside corner blitz and him not pick a blitz up? That's where you're supposed to go with the ball, but he never picks him up.
You know, I think you make a lot of good points there, Carlos. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Thanks for checking in with us. Call back again. I really appreciate it. You know, here's why I struggle with that. Because what Carlos said, I agree with. That it appears like here's what I would ask, and I'm sure it exists. Okay, I'm sure it exists. Hear me out. We are. This is year four of the Cade Klubnik experience, and this kind of goes to Carlos's point. I think. Has there been a moment where we thought he played four quarters of really good football today in a game that mattered? I'm not talking about App State last year, no offense. You know, Cade really played four quarters of good football today. And the reason I point that out is because it does seem like there are these nagging things that keep popping up. Now, what's frustrating, and it would frustrate me as a coach, is you're talking about being uncoachable. To me, he has been, like, overly programmed in the opposite direction. 2 years ago, we were talking about Cade Brett Favre Klubnik, who was just gunslinging it around everywhere and just dropping the ball and turnovers at the wrong spots and all this stuff. Like, disasters. Remember how many disasters? They're not just give the ball away, but, like, disasters. Now it feels like he's late or wrong, like he's almost over-processing or overthinking to some degree. And so I will admit there have been times where I thought, you know, they may just not be able to get this stuff out of Cade. He may just have some issues, may have to deal with some bad plays. But you look at what his bad plays are right now. They are a different kind of bad play than what we were seeing 2 years ago.
I don't know if you remember this, Quark, but about 2 months ago, I said to you, when's the last time Cade played, or has Cade Klubnik played four quarters? one good an entire good game, because you know that I said all summer we're basing it on a half a football here and a half a football there. To be fair, there were games where he played well. And I remember telling you that maybe I was a little hard on him actually last year. In the Pitt game, for instance, last year, he did play well for the majority of that game. Remember, that's a game that you had like three healthy offensive linemen. I mean, there were some weird things about that game. And then like Stanford last year, he was outstanding. NC State last year, really good. Well, in the Stanford game, he had a bunch of incompletions, but he was pretty consistent all game. That game was such a blowout. You were throwing the weird people at the end.
That's right.
Anyway, that I only offer that in the interest of fairness, not trying to say Cade is anything great.
You know, the games that you mentioned, and the Pitt game would be the exception, and I guess the Texas game would too, although a lot of that came in one half, like you talk about one half of football. And it is a little unfair. Like when you look at the results at the end of the game and you go, well, that didn't really happen in the first half. I mean, we do judge quarterbacks on entire games. A lot of his better performances were against teams that didn't make bowls.
Right.
You know,
that's
like
true.
I get that. That's a frustration. Like you part of the assumption with Clemson was that you assumed that the quarterback was going to play well in bigger games, because the last time you saw him in a big game, the most recent half that he had, he played some of his best football. And it just, for whatever reason, it has not come to fruition. And like we talked about a little bit earlier, not to minimize the struggles of Cade Klubnik or Clemson, but he ain't the only one.
Yeah, and that's kind of full circle here. I know that everybody wants to focus on the quarterback, but that's not the only problem. And I don't know how productive it is to continue to focus solely on him, because it's the last position you're going to make a change at. Let's just be honest. On any team, especially Clemson's team.
Clemson has 6 sacks in 3 games with 2 first-round picks on the defensive line. A $5 million defensive line. To me, I think that's a big problem. Like, we're talking about what the biggest problems are. Hey, you know, Syracuse probably not a bowl team. Can you make Syracuse look like probably not a bowl team that has a really weak offensive line? That's what I'm watching this week. Yeah, you want the offense to look good, score a bunch of points, do all that stuff. I want to see some other aspects of the football. Because if not, here's what we're going to do. And, I 100% agree with what you're saying. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to boil down whether Clemson is going to be a certain type of team based on what the quarterback does. And to me, when there are other issues, even if the quarterback has room to go, even if the quarterback doesn't ever get to that point, there are no excuses related to the quarterback for the other position groups that we thought were going to be very good to be very good.
Yeah, I was just thinking, if Trevor Lawrence was the quarterback on this team right now, what would our concerns be in the game? Not in terms of winning or losing, but in terms of that need to be corrected. And the first thing that I think of, just eye discipline on the defensive side of the ball from your corners and your linebackers. This is one of those games that, I mean, Georgia Tech tested you. I think LSU tested you with all the misdirection they did and cutbacks. But that is Syracuse's bread and butter. And if you don't have good eye discipline, if you're looking at the wrong spot, if you bite on the pitch and it becomes a pass, you're screwed. I mean, I'd hate to put it that bluntly, but really you are. And that's one of the areas I don't think Clemson was very good at defensively last week. So that's an area that they've got to be better at. No matter what happens offensively, you've got to be better on the defensive side this week in that way.
100%. I want to go back to something Jason said before we go to the phones. We've also got Brian Edwards in the next segment. He has 4 plays in college football, and they're all games in our contest, which I'm very excited about to get his thoughts on. Jason asked, and I want to make sure I remember exactly what he asked. He was talking about the injured guys. And he said, you know, wouldn't the plan be just rest these guys, make sure they're healthy? You know, I think to some degree you could argue that. Here's where I sit on it. If you think Antonio Williams can help this offense, put him out there. Let's see if an offense with Antonio Williams can help you feel real good going into the bye week.
I'd like to have him available, at least.
Yes.
You know?
Same for Khalil Barnes on defense. Like, yeah. Some of that stuff, to me, is cleaned up. Some of the, well, you're soft on the perimeter. I mean, we got a texter saying, yes, 6 sacks in 3 weeks, but teams are getting the ball out quick. Let me tell you something. You know how you keep teams from getting the ball out quick? You play press. You know when you're allowed to play more press? When you feel good about the guys in the back end and the guys in the middle to be able to pick up some of the slack there. I think having Khalil Barnes on defense is really important for the confidence of the play caller and the confidence of the other players, just as much as Antonio Williams on the offense.
And I do think you're going to see some press, a good bit of that tomorrow. Ashton Hampton and especially Avion Terrell, they don't strike me as guys that like to be questioned in the public like Coach Sweeney did. And I'm glad he did it because they both strike me, especially Avion Terrell, that really ticks him off, and he's going to make a statement.
Correct.
Or at least try to.
Oh, yeah. They're on the chopping block this week.
I expect those two to have – I don't know if the whole team will. I think those two are going to have big bounce-back games Saturday.
Let's go to Gervonta before we take a break. What's up, Gervonta?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
Hey, I just heard the comments about other people playing better. Why isn't nobody, I'm not saying y'all, why isn't nobody talking about special teams? What about all these missed field goals? You know, we're giving the defense a lot of problems. I mean, a lot of complaints. And we're giving Kate a lot of complaints. What about these missed field goals in key situations?
You know,
that one against LSU was big. That one against Georgia Tech the other day was real big, but nobody's talking about that. That's why I say it's a lot of things we could talk about, but special teams is one of them. I take your comments off the air. Go Tigers. God bless y'all.
Thanks very much, Gervonta. Same to you. Fair question. You know what I think we're guilty of? Now, maybe I'm wrong, Ben. You can correct me on this. Nolan Hooser was otherworldly last year. Last year, it was just a bunch of kicks that were blocked, but every kick that got up in the air, Nolan Hooser made last year. He was not going to go his whole college career making every kick that he got up in the air. It just wasn't the case. And we don't know that he wouldn't have missed some that were blocked, okay? We don't know that. He also hadn't missed any chippies. I mean, I think I hate saying this, we got to give LSU and Georgia Tech some credit, too, now, because their kickers made some deep kicks.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is fair to point that out, like Gervonta did. He's 3 of 5. He's missed 2 this year. One of them was from 50-plus. You know, if you're in the NFL, that's unacceptable. If you're still in college, 50-plus is a 50-50.
Right, that's right.
You know?
That's right.
I mean, but Gervonta's right. Both those misses are potentially game-changing. Obviously the Georgia Tech game.
Those
and you could have, you know, and in those the and in the LSU game, you never know the impact that could have had.
No, I think that's right. I think that's a fair way to come down on it. All right, let's take a break and we come back. Brian Edwards with winners after this. On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the low 400s, perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at EverlawnLiving.com.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit FoundersFCU.com or a local office today. That's FoundersFCU.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Okay. I'm about to have a good day, no matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me, birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day, in every single way. The God who made the universe knows me by my name, so it's a good day. Baby in my arms, walking through the neighborhood.
Hey, a couple of quick little announcements to pass on to you. Number one, we're going to make a little adjustment to our streaming at the top of the hour. So that's going to go off for a minute or so, but it'll come back on. I know that it's been inconsistent and we're going to make an adjustment to fix that. So that's number one. Number two, don't forget to check out tigersfortatas.com to pre-order your shirts for October. A lot of people have already taken advantage of that, and you can pre-order now. We'll get those in the mail to you prior to October 1st, so you'll have the awesome shirt for the entire month for Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. And while you are there, if you have anything that we could use as auction items, reach out to Amy there at that link and let her know what you have, and we'll work on getting those things. Sports memorabilia obviously is a great thing, but maybe you have a business that has a product or service and you could donate, you know, a $500 so-and-so. Let us know, and you know, we're going to promote your business when we auction that off. And it also is going to a 501c3, so going to, and you know, beyond that, it's going to a great cause. So those types of things, Airbnb, you know, rental properties, experiences, all that kind of stuff, we can sure use that. So tigersfortatas.com, and there you go.
Outstanding. Before we get to Brian Edwards, still trying to get in touch with him. Underdog. Let me tell you about Underdog. Let me tell you about some things I like tonight, okay? James Cook higher than 0.5 rushing and receiving touchdowns is like an autoplay for me. That's automatic. Tua Tagovailoa. You know, a couple things I like with Tua. The last two times he's been to Buffalo, he's completed 71 and 89% of his passes. I'm thinking higher than 65.2% completions tonight. I did like how Lamar Jackson was able to move the ball in Buffalo. I think Miami can do some of that. Like I said, I think Miami is a little bit alive in this game. And then Josh Allen, 29.5 rush yards. He has surpassed that in each of the first two games. I don't love his passing total, especially on a Thursday. I do like his rushing total, though, higher than 29.5. So I'm going to get those three plays. I'm going to throw that in there, and we'll make you some money tonight on Underdog. In fact, you do that, it's a 4.8X, so $10 pays $48 on that. You can sign up on the Underdog app with the promo code OOB. Do it now, and you can score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18-plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
Brian is a little tied up right now, so I have contacted him and working to get him on the air. You want to look at some of those contest games?
Let's do it, because Brian was going to look at four different games, and I'm interested. A lot of little spreads, and I was telling you, a lot of sturdy spreads. Not a lot of movement in our contest. Only two games out of the 10 have seen the line move more than a point or so. So we'll certainly get to that. We do have Brian Edwards now for just a few minutes. He is VegasInsider.com senior handicapper at VegasBEdwards on Twitter and at MajorWager.com as well. Brian, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, man? Sorry about that. My Omaha producers had to text for radio out there, were texting me the same thing. I don't know if my phone's not accepting calls or something. Anyway.
Well, you know what? It's okay. No big deal. Let's roll through these pretty quickly. Let's start Baylor, Arizona State. You like the home favorite laying 2.5.
Yeah, ASU, it just hasn't looked like its former, you know, CFP team last year with Scataboo gone. I like how Sawyer Robertson is playing for Baylor. Give me Baylor -2.5 at home.
All right, Illinois, Indiana, you're with Illinois on the road getting 6. I agree, that's a little high.
Yeah, I've been away from the computer a little while. I saw a couple of 6.5s actually pop earlier. It's my first time going against Cignetti since he got to Indiana, so maybe I'm playing with fire. But Illinois 12-4 against the spread in 16 games as a road underdog under Belima. Altmaier 8 touchdowns without interception. Give me the underdog in a game I think will come down to either way a field goal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Missouri, South Carolina. Now, we're still dealing with Lenore Sellers here. So you're going first half here. What do you like in the first half?
Yeah, so if you can get Missouri at 7 or fewer, I got 6.5 yesterday on one of my accounts, and I went Missouri team total over 29.5. Now, so when sellers, which we may not find out until a half hour before kickoff, you know, it may impact the spread, you know, 3 to 4 points either way. So, you know, maybe be patient and get it below the key number of 10. But, look, I think you're safe betting Missouri any way you want. First quarter, first half game, team total over, first quarter, first half game. I think Missouri puts it on them.
You know what? I think you're right about that. I like the way you decided to play that. Brian Edwards joining us, giving us winners. Your final college play, Utah, Texas Tech, kickoff time like 10 a.m. Mountain. This is going to be amazing. Utah, a field goal favorite at home, and you like the Utes. Tell us why.
I do, but this is probably my smallest opinion college-wise because I like both these teams. Both these teams look fantastic. They're getting really good quarterback play. Both are very, very elite in the trenches on both sides of the ball. But Utah, -3 or fewer at home, I got to go Utes.
All right, let's switch over to the National Football League. Let's go to tonight's game. It's so funny. I just said I love Josh Allen getting 30 or more rushing yards today. That's part of the action you like in Bills-Dolphins tonight.
Correct. I went over 29.5 on his rushing yards. So, yeah, like you said, 30 or more. And I hate laying double digits in the NFL. So I did Bills -7 in the first half and team total over 30 and one half. Now, if it moves to 31.5, that's a no-go. But 30.5, I'll go team total over for the Bills. -7 in the first half, it's got to be 7. If it moves to 7.5, don't like it. And they're one of my main survivor picks for Survivor Eliminator League to win outright.
Yeah, it feels like one of those spots where, like, the Dolphins might get under that number in the game, but the Bills are just too tough. One team you like on the road as an underdog, the Bengals. You got the battle of backup quarterbacks here with the Bengals getting 3.
And I prefer Browning over Wentz, but Minnesota's got other injury issues. They've got 3 starters on defense are very questionable. Their starting center, Ryan Kelly's out. Their starting running back, Aaron Jones, is out. Obviously, McCarthy's out, and they weren't clicking offensively to begin with. And the Bengals believe in Browning. They went 4-3 in 7 games down the stretch in 2023 when Burrow's hurt. And thanks to the 2-0 start, the playoffs are not out of the question by any means for the Bengals, and maybe they get Burrow back in mid to late December. So give me the Bengals +3. I think they went outright.
All right, another road dog. This is a slight one. Texans, I mean, basically a coin flip at the Jags, but I'll admit, this feels like the Texans spot to get right here.
Yeah, I mean, look, Monday night, after Monday night, short week going on the road is always a red flag, but I think the desperation with Houston outweighs the short week. They're the better football team. They should be favored. They've lost 2 heartbreakers against 2 unbeaten teams. No shame in losing a 1-possession game at the Rams. You know, the Bucs rallied there in the final seconds to get them, but I think Houston bounces back. They've won 7 in a row in Jacksonville, and they are 12-2 in the last 14 head-to-head meetings. We're talking straight-up wise, and 22-6 in the last 28. I think the Texans went outright.
All right, let's go now to Philly, where the Eagles are just a field goal favorite against the Rams here. I know the Eagles may be a little underwhelming in some ways, but still, obviously, the Eagles, and you like them as a favorite. Tell us why.
Yeah, so Monday morning, I couldn't believe I got the Eagles -3 at just a -120 price. Now, most books at last look are 3.5. I only like it at 3, so if you can buy it the 3 at, you know, -130 or cheaper, do that. If it's more expensive than that, just go with Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. Hopefully you can get it a better price than -140. But Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown until it loses, he's hit it 5 in a row now, because you got the tush-push in play. So Eagles, only if it's 3 or fewer. I like the Rams a lot, but I would play Eagles -3 or fewer probably to everybody, maybe even the Bills and Ravens. Those would be the only 2 potential exceptions.
I love that. Did you, and I may have missed it, the Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown prop? You love that.
Yes. He scored in 5 games in a row, dating back to last year. Until it loses, I'm on that every week.
I'm telling you, the Hurts touchdown prop, and I just said this to our audience, James Cook touchdown prop, take it to the bank. Like, those are 2 – I'm just unless I think the Bills are going to score 13 for some reason, I'm taking those to the bank every week. That's good stuff. Hey, yep. Brian, always appreciate it, my friend. That was like rapid. You gave us like 10 picks, rapid fire. That was great. Follow him on Twitter at Vegas B. Edwards. Check him out, VegasInsider.com, Senior Handicapper, MajorWager.com. Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother. Have a good one. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Great stuff. You know what, Brian? Brian having a little phone problem, but found a way. And man, that was like, you're not getting that type of hard hitting, winning analysis in 6 minutes. That was 6 minutes of glory right there. That was awesome. That was awesome. I do love that we're on the same page on Josh Allen. And I love that he's like, I don't know about the whole game with Miami, but first half. Oh, yeah. Dolphins backdoor cover tonight. In the backdoor.
Yeah, that I mean, that makes sense. I wasn't really thinking about it in terms that way. So, if the Bills just put him away early, maybe a little backdoor.
It's funny. He went Baylor. He went Illinois. He went Missouri first half, which we're going to talk about that some when we start talking about our contest in the next hour. And their team total over. Like, he thinks Missouri's going to smoke South Carolina, which is – it could happen. But I'm a little surprised.
On the back to the Dolphins thing real quick, if you're in a – so listen to him talk about the first half. Could you see a situation where Miami looks at somebody other than Tua tonight? I mean, do you see a little Quinn Ewers in there maybe?
I hope not, because
would ruin your theory.
That would ruin my underdog play.
Zach Wilson?
I just threw – and this is the kind of thing I do on underdog. I'll just – inside baseball, $4, okay? I had a 75% profit boost. $4 pays out $30.60. If I get Josh Allen to 30 rushing yards, James Cook in the end zone, and Tua higher than 65.2 completion percentage. I'll take it. Low risk, high reward. Love it. Hour three to the contest next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system.